Hey, what's up? Like, totally time for 90210.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the 90210 show. My name is Mark. With me, as always, is my wife, Carol. How you doing today, Carol?
Hey, what's up?
How much? It's been a good week here. It's April 29th, 1999. I love that. So first, I was being a little silly before we started recording, to which Carol,
what about
me? Was perplexed and, like, I don't know, disgusted or whatever. You're just like,
you hit your face on the microphone. Couldn't stop laughing.
And then you're like,
and then turned on the recording equipment. Like, let's go.
Your face made me laugh because the way you looked at me. And then as I was laughing and doing the intro, you couldn't look at me. You turned away.
No, I chose not to look at you because careful with the coffee, because I felt like that was adding to the laughing, and I was trying to help you get your shit together.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. My shit's together now.
Crazy.
Oh, so this episode, stupidest episode title ever, maybe.
What was the title?
How to be the jerk. How to be the jerk that women love.
Mm. Yeah, that's Steve.
Apparently. That's the episode title. That's what the episode's about, because Steven has decided that he, I don't, this comes out of nowhere almost. They're at the After Dark, and we start out with David doing his radio show, and he's like, hey guys, do you ever notice how when you're single, all you seem to see are couples? It's like that phenomenon where, like, you buy a Saturn and it's like, oh, everyone else drives a Saturn too. Like, you start noticing all the Saturns on the road,
except the opposite, because he, you know, right, lost his Saturn.
Exactly.
What?
It's like when your car breaks up with you and you're like, everyone else has this car. But yeah, so he does mention, and he says at one point, he's like, yeah, I'm not doing well. I've lost a lot of confidence with the ladies. What's her name? Where's Sophie? Left me for a guy she knew for less than a day. Because she was a money-grubbing whore.
Right.
And, I don't know, she was dating somebody else, but I don't remember who.
Well, no, and then the 17-year-old.
Oh, yeah, then he got accused of rape.
Yeah.
Which I guess was true, but he didn't know at the time. Statutorily, anyway, she did consent.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Steve's like, you know what? I could help young Silver. I've got, I have a foolproof picking up technique. Because they start talking about their pickup lines that are cheesy or whatever that they've heard. It's him and Janet and I think Kelly. Well, not Kelly, somebody else.
I don't know. I think it was a dude, another dude.
Noah. But he's like, I've got that's the only other one left. He's like, I've got a foolproof technique. And they're like, yeah, okay. And then she says the title, Janet says the title, How to Be the Jerk That Women Love. And he's like, yeah, that's a million-dollar idea. I'm gonna run a scam. He's like Zach Morris.
Yeah, kind of. Is it a scam, though? I think the only thing about it that's a scam is when he calls himself professor.
I guess. He's a professor of love.
That's such bullshit.
It's the love doctor.
I mean, to be a true professor, I believe you have to have a degree in the subject in which you're teaching.
There's a degree in the subject of sex. So he sets up this, like, pickup technique seminar where he charges everyone $200. And he's recording it. He has Silver recording it so that he can sell the tapes for $29.95.
Which, like you pointed out when we're watching it, is kind of crazy, because if you can buy the tape for $29.95, why pay $200?
Exactly.
But we get that question answered later, because it's a whole experience. it's not just the seminar. He then takes them out afterwards to use what he's taught them.
That's true. And I will say this. I expected him to hire whores to to flirt back with the guys so that it seems like the techniques work. But he doesn't do that. So at least I give him respect for that.
Really? Because I think that would have been the only intelligent thing to do. And I can't believe he didn't do it. I don't have any respect for him in this episode.
But yeah, his techniques include stuff like, at least, now you've heard of some like pickup artistry mm-hmm. type stuff where they do like negging or whatever, what they call it, where they give like negative compliments to women or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and
where
then take like, it back, yeah.
Where they're like, I'm trying to think of, I'm not an asshole, so it's hard for me to think of these, but like, wow, a lot of women wouldn't wear, I don't know, that hairstyle well, but you do or whatever. But they make women feel like, you know, that dress would look boxy on a lot of women, but not you, or something like that.
No,
you,
both of those things are still compliments. How about most women with boobs that big fall over, but you don't, I don't know.
It's not a negative compliment.
I don't know, but you guys get the idea. If you were an asshole, you could do it.
Yeah, but yeah, so they do that, and then I think another one is like to dress garishly. Like, I think they call it peacocking, where like you stand out from people and everything. I could see Steve doing that. But sure. Instead of that stuff, he comes up with, like, I don't know, I don't want to call them realistic techniques, but he comes up with stuff like, hey, what's the first thing he says? Because I remember the thing about the grandmother, but I don't remember some of the other ones.
I don't remember exactly him saying the things, but I remember the guys doing them. So there's like, it's stupid stuff like, did it hurt? What? Did it hurt when you fell from heaven? Or I lost my number. Can I have yours? Uh-huh. Or like stupid like pickup lines.
Is there a mirror in your pocket? Because I can see myself in your pants.
Girl.
Right. You have to add that at the end. Did you ever hear any terrible pickup lines? Before I snatched you? Before I used the greatest pickup line of all? Hi, my name's Mark. Want to do a series of tapes with me?
I don't think I ever heard any of those corny pickup lines in real life. Mm-hmm. No.
I never did any corny pickup lines, I don't think.
No, the worst pickup line I ever got was, hey, I know we're in a soup kitchen right now, but I'm not homeless, I swear.
We talked about that.
I know. No.
My favorite pickup line I did was, what did you like better, the Flintstones cartoon or the live action movie?
That was a pickup line?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I was interested. Because we do tapes on this shit!
Oh, you mean to me. Swallow? Swallow.
That's a good pickup line, too.
I'm sorry, guys. We're having our morning coffee. We don't usually have open liquid near the recording equipment. It's making me a little anxious.
Okay, relax. But then his next like pickup technique is essentially making yourself a puppy dog. I don't know where he's like, because he shows himself. He's showing like a tape of him talking to Janet, by the way, who's looking good in this episode.
Is she now? Had not noticed.
No, okay, sorry. I didn't know that you were racist against Asians, but all right.
What? What the fuck?
How could you not notice she looked good this episode?
Well, I mean, she always looks good. It's just weird that you chose to point it out on.
Well, they dressed her up specifically to look like a hot lady at the bar when he films this thing. She's wearing a dress, which you don't normally see her wearing.
I disagree. I think she wears dresses, but anyway, go ahead.
So he's like, oh, did you get a Long Island iced tea? That reminds me of iced tea, which is a beverage that my grandmother used to serve me. And I miss her so much. Every time I see a ton of alcohol with a splash of Coke, it reminds me of my grandmother. And then he starts crying and talking about the orphanage and shit. And she's like, oh, you poor baby and stuff.
Right.
And all the guys are like, yeah, that's it. We got it. Yes.
So stupid.
So they all go to the After Dark. And they fail horribly.
Mm-hmm. Every single one of his lines strikes out.
Because they would, because they're stupid.
Awful. Like, the woman would have to already be interested in you and just flattered that you're trying. It's the only way that it would work.
I think the woman would have to be lobotomized for it to work. The only guy that might have a chance is the guy that's too nervous to talk to women. And Steve's techniques didn't help that.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly think if someone wanted to do real pickup artistry type stuff, like stuff that's not stupid, like corny techniques and shit like that, that would be having confidence. Like not being nervous, having confidence, like, because that stuff I think women respond to.
Sure.
But he goes up to this lady that seems like she might be interested in him. He's like, hi, and she goes, hi, you know, and like she seems interested, and he's like, shaking,
yeah,
and then
it was awful.
And then he runs away.
Yeah, he definitely failed there. But that's not Steve's fault. That's a kid's fault.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only guy that looked like he had a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else is like, hey, what's up, baby? Let me.
Yeah, it was bad.
That was the count technique.
Anyway.
Let me count what you are on a scale of 1 to 10, baby. 1, 2, 3, That's a negative compliment. There you go.
Wow.
I'm not usually this attracted to threes, but...
There you go. That's a negative compliment. You got it.
So everyone's like, we want our fucking money back or whatever, and he's like, look, guys... You're losers. And it's going to take a while, you know? Like, you're not doing the techniques right.
He tries to blame them, which is stupid. And then David is trying with his regular moves.
Yeah, David heard all this stuff because he filmed it.
Right.
Also, there's a weird, like... Oh, that's the other thing, too, real quick, before we get to David's thing. There's also a very stupid other video he shows with him and the guys, him and Noah and Matt, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, and by the way, Donna and Kelly, because the seminar is taking place in the After Dark, they sneak in to watch it,
yeah,
so that we can watch it too, and they see the video of their guys, and Noah's like, I like the cool detached thing or whatever, where, like, you know, you get right to the point. He's like, be direct, you know, and everything. And then Matt's like, I like to make him feel special, you know, give him a dinner and, like, make him feel like, you know, they're the only one or whatever and stuff like that. And this is relevant. This comes back to their storyline a little bit. But it's a very stupid video.
Yeah, very. So, it was hilarious.
So David's been filming all this stuff, and he's filming the seminar. So he's heard all this stuff, even though he's not part of the class. So, like, yeah, like you said then, he starts trying to pick up this lady with his regular moves.
Because he's talking about how stupid Steve's stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not working, and she's totally about to get up and leave. And then he's like, is that tea?
Is that a Long Island iced tea?
And uses the grandma thing, and it works.
Yeah.
So... apparently, what this video is showing is that, you know, no matter what, women will always try to make you feel better if you cry, so just cry.
I guess, yeah. This guy went from fucking two women named Mary on a ski trip to now not being able to pick up a woman unless he cries.
Well, here's the thing, though. His confidence is shot right now, and confidence is a big part of it.
I guess, I mean, that is what we said, yeah.
It's what we said? What do you mean?
I said that would be what you'd actually teach for real pickup techniques.
Yeah.
Is self-confidence. But yeah, that's basically where the storyline peters out. It worked for one guy.
Yeah. And what if the other guys are going to get their money back? I feel like no, because they saw David's thing work or something.
I guess. I don't know. but yeah, so that's that storyline. Where you want to go next?
Well, it kind of segues... over to Matt and Kelly.
Yeah, Matt and Kelly.
Because Matt makes Kelly some dinner.
He does. This is before he reveals that that's what he likes to do or whatever.
Well, it's before she sees this video that he made.
But yeah, he makes her dinner at his place, which is Brandon's old place. He's sleeping in the same bed. He has completely replaced Brandon.
Yeah.
He might as well wear a Brandon mask.
So, yeah, so she's over there, and she's like, this is weird being, you know, in Brandon's house without Brandon. And
he's trying to put the moves on her.
Yeah, he's trying to get her to go upstairs. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I can't do this, I gotta go.
Yep, and she leaves.
And she's, like, kind of regretting it.
Well, she's talking to Donna, and she's like, I should have sprinted up those stairs or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, she's talking about how, like, Matt's so good and stuff, and she's apparently she's completely over Dylan now, I guess.
I mean, like, she wasn't under Dylan this time either.
No. They started this love triangle thing, and then, like, I think they were kind of like, fuck this. We don't want to do this.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, her and Dylan have so much more chemistry, but anyway.
Yeah. And history.
Mm-hmm. So then later, as we said, she sneaks in and watches this seminar and sees the video of Matt.
And she's like, oh, okay,
he was putting the moves on me. No shit, Sherlock. Right. What is wrong with her?
She's like, she confronts him about it, and she's like, it's all so dirty and pre-planned or whatever. And like, it's like, yeah, have you ever dated a guy?
I mean, like, he has moves. He was using his moves on you. You don't need to get mad at him about that.
Exactly.
But she is, because she's such a psycho. I hate her.
It's not like he was lying to her about a grandmother.
Right. He cooked for her.
Yeah.
Big deal. Did she even eat his cooking? I don't even know if she ate. I feel like she just left.
I don't know. But yeah, I mean, it's like, I put the moves on you. I cooked for you.
You sure did. You sure did.
Third date, I cooked for you. I thought I was going to get some.
Yeah, you did not, though.
No, not on the third date.
Because I am a lady.
Eventually, I did, though.
No shit. Eventually, we had some. We're married, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know. I don't remember, like, there's not a ton to this. It's like, they just talk about it and make up later. It's not a big deal.
And then they have sex. All upset.
Oh, they did? I forgot about that part. They don't show it.
Eventually, they show them. Wait, no. That's correct.
I'd remember
they
that.
They don't show penetration or anything. That's right. They show them in bed for a second, then they cut away.
At her house, though. She takes him back to her house, which is much smarter. Matt needs to find a new place to live, I think.
I agree.
Because she looks like she's seen a ghost every time she's over there.
And she starts getting jealous, too, because women start coming up to his
thing. Oh, yeah.
And she's like, oh, you're making dinner for all these women, right? That's why they're coming up here to suck you off or whatever she says.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, actually, there's a beauty salon next door, and they're having a two-for-one special.
Yeah, so that's how they make up.
And, yeah, so they have sex. And then after they have sex, though, she's like, I want to take it slow.
Yeah, that was so stupid. What the fuck, Kelly?
Like, I want to slow. I hate her. Now that we've had sex, I want to slow down.
And that doesn't go anywhere, though.
No, not really, because at the end of the episode, she's sprinting up the stairs at the Walsh residence to have sex with him again. So, like she said she wanted to. Mm-hmm. So I guess their relationship is progressing.
I guess their weird relationship with her weird ass.
Yeah, it is odd. I don't know what the hell they're gonna do. I feel like they wanted Brandon and her to end up together, but then Jason Parisi wanted to leave the show. So like now I don't know if they know exactly what they want to do.
Well, yeah, because then they were like, okay, well, let's bring back Dylan because that's who she should be with because they're soulmates. And they're like, no, not that either.
They're like, wait, we have a hot, dark-haired woman on the show. Maybe he should be with her because that's worked for us before.
So, yeah, we'll see. I maybe she'll end up with this Matt guy. I mean, I like him better than Brandon, though, as a person. Like,
I don't know.
What don't you know?
I just, like, we're in season 9, right? Mm-hmm. And many indications are that next season, because they're almost, we're doing season 9, they're still filming season 9, they're almost done with this season, and I heard they got renewed for another season. All indications are that the next season's going to be their last season, mm-hmm. the 10th season, You know, they started in 90, finished in 2000, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that, like, it doesn't necessarily feel right for Matt to be, like, the end of her story because he's so new.
I agree, it doesn't, but, like, what would have felt right was Brandon, and he's gone. Although, in theory,
I think Dylan would have felt better, maybe.
Yeah, in theory, it would have felt right, but her and Brandon had no chemistry. So, yeah, even Dylan would have been better. But
Dylan and Brenda is what I wanted. But.
Yeah, well, Brenda's gone, so because apparently they all hate her.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I guess. I don't know.
We'll
they
see,
hate
maybe?
Her so much that Luke Ferry was like, yeah, say I fucking left her.
Maybe they'll get them together next season before the show, like, is, I don't know, over, no, I'm assuming.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
our neighbor show. Got a big ass truck.
Show getting ready to leave. So then we've got the dark haired woman and Dylan,
Maria,
Gina. So close.
She looks like a Maria.
She does look like a Maria. You're right, Maria. Whatever. I don't know.
But what about her? Her and Dylan, yeah.
Her entire storyline, how about that? She's at the After Dark with Dylan, mm-hmm. and Dylan gives her his coat. He's like, oh, you look cold or whatever.
Yeah, trying to be chivalrous.
Here's my coat.
It does not pay off for him.
And then they're like, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, there's a beautiful woman here tonight or whatever I want to be, you know. Like, they do this whole, like, role-playing thing, and then she reaches into a pocket for some reason, and she pulls out a baggie of heroin. And she's like, oh, I see. Mm-hmm. I see, you're an addict or whatever. And she's like, I'm fucking done. I'm not dating someone that's an addict.
Yeah, you know, I think, can I just say really quick, that has nothing to do with anything, really. I think it's a little fucked that they're doing role-playing at the beginning of their relationship. Like, oh, hey, I just met you here and all this stuff.
Right.
Because, like, you don't need to play. Like, you barely know each other.
Yeah.
Get to know each other, then play. Anyway.
Should we do role-playing since we've gotten to know each other?
Sure. You can pick me up at the bar.
Okay.
Let's go. But yeah, so she completely freaks out. But, you know, then he has millions of dollars. And so that kind of balances out for her, I guess.
Well, it's not like she immediately is like, you know, oh, it's okay that you do heroin.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, no, I don't want to date you. I don't remember how we get from one place to the other, though.
No, I don't.
I think she's just like, no, I don't want to date you or whatever. You're a heroin addict. And then he says, he's like, I'm getting off of it. Like,
yeah, I'm going to quit.
She's at his place, and he's like, look, I want to show you something or whatever. And he takes the baggie and he pours it into the toilet, and he's like,
poisons the water supply.
Right. He's like, I'm glad you found this, and I'm putting an end to something that should have never started, and I don't want to do this anymore or whatever. And she's so happy and stuff, mm-hmm. like, oh, he's changing for me.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, heroin's a strong pull.
It is, yeah.
And he does start going through withdrawal. Like, you can tell, like, he's getting all sweaty and stuff, and it's no good.
But he's also secretly doing it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, after the withdrawal stuff.
Yeah, because, like, he got better way too quick. She should know that.
Mm-hmm. They go to a museum, and it's like a double date thing. It's Noah and Donna and he and Gina, since Donna and Gina are cousins.
Yeah.
Identical cousins, and you'll find. And so he goes into the bathroom and snorts some heroin. And then she also, oh, by the way, she's like, are you shooting needles or whatever? Like, you need to tell me if you are. And he's like, no, I'm not.
I would never do that.
I said no.
Yeah.
And so then he comes out and he's all happy and stuff. And he's like, hey, which one of these paintings do you want, Gene? I'll buy you any painting.
Which one's your favorite?
And she's like, they're not for sale. It's an opening of this gallery. And he's like, everything's for sale. I'll buy it
he
for you.
He didn't say that.
He did that, yeah.
He did? Mm-hmm. Oh, I missed that. But.
And she's like, well, I like this one a lot. And he's like, okay, what is it? It's called fucking, I don't know, Clowns on Parade or whatever. It's a bunch of dots.
Clowns on Parade, Jesus.
I don't remember what it was called. But she's like, yeah, it's on loan from the Marchetti collection.
Marchetti.
Like, what?
Yeah, so that's the father of
Antonia,
his ex-wife, or his dead wife.
Yeah, and Tony, not ex, dead.
Yeah.
He's a widower. Yeah. Antonia slash Tony slash Noxima girl.
So that dude killed his dad and then killed his wife, Marchette.
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
That's a lot of reasons to want to kill him.
Right. So he's like, you know what? I'm going to fucking go to some guy on the street and get a gun.
We're not there yet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, he's upset because now he goes to Noxima girl's grave. Mm-hmm. And I'm presuming he hasn't been there in years because he's been in Europe.
Yeah.
Discovers it's been moved.
It's gone.
And he goes into the poor, like,
the mortician? Like, I don't know.
He's not a mortician. The guy who runs the cemetery.
The grave...
He's not a grave digger either.
The grave captain.
He's the guy that runs the cemetery.
President of the cemetery's office. Cemetery CEO. The crypt keeper. That's what he is.
Sure. He could be a funeral director if it was a funeral parlor, but I believe this is just the cemetery.
So. Yeah, I don't know. It's late fee 1994 at AOL.com. What do they call the person that runs a cemetery?
Job title, please.
If you run a cemetery, tell us if you've ever been grabbed by the collar and shouted in your face.
Yeah, Dylan, like, freaks out.
He's like, where the fuck is Antonia Marchette? And he's like, she's been disinterred. He's like, I know! Where the fuck was she moved to?
Well, first he says the family had her.
I am the family. Yeah.
And this poor guy, though, he's like, well, this is highly unusual. Mm-hmm. And then he just grabs him by the collar. It's no good.
And he's like, I don't know, that information's private.
So he's got to find Marchette.
Yeah, well, because he looks around, like, he comes to her and he's all like, to Gina, and he's all, like, upset and everything. And he's like, she's been moved, and apparently no one knows where she is. It's awful. So yeah. He's got to see Marchette, and he's going to see Marchette with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes and gets a gun, a .38 snub-nose special.
I wonder if this is why he's been a special guest star, and, like, he's going to kill Marchette and then go to prison, himself. And that's going to be the end. Or kill himself, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Like, 5 episodes to close up Dylan's storyline.
Right.
I hope not, though. I like him on the show.
Yeah. I doubt he would kill himself.
I don't.
He might go to jail.
He's off the rails. Are you kidding me? He's on heroin. He lost Noxima girl. He lost Brenda. He lost his dad. He has basically no one in his life. I mean, he's not even that tight with these people.
I'm saying, like, I don't think they'd have him kill himself.
Oh, you don't think they go that dark? His wife got killed on their wedding day by her father and died in his arms. It's pretty dark.
I guess that's true. I want to point out, too, that apparently I was completely wrong.
About?
I'm so infrequently wrong about this stuff, guys. It's you got to give me one on this. Remember, like, probably, I don't know, 4 years ago or 3 years ago, I predicted that Dylan's dad was not dead?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was wrong, I guess.
You were.
So, anyway, he gets the gun, and he's going to go find Marchette. We don't get that conclusion yet.
No, that'll be next time on 90210.
Next time on 90210. Marchette. Ah, I don't know where she is either. They took her from me.
Bang, bang. And then I think the rest of it, the next storyline to wrap up is Gina and Donna.
Yeah, Gina and Donna comes back. But does she rediscover that he's doing heroin again and then, like, leave again?
I don't know. I don't remember that. The problem is, guys, sorry.
I feel like that happens, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, we got to get it faster on recording after we watch these.
But yeah, Gina and Donna. Gina is a manipulative bitch, apparently.
Yeah.
Or they want her to be.
She's hanging out with Donna's mom. Mm-hmm. I think she's there, like, helping her, like, working for her in some way.
She's her personal trainer.
Okay, yeah.
And Donna's Felice is like, yeah, I want to drop 5 pounds in a day or something like that, which is like
ridiculous.
Take laxatives and what do they call the diuretic? Mm-hmm. Take a diuretic and laxatives. Drop water weight and shit, and you'll be fine. And she's like, I want to lose 5 pounds or whatever in a day so I can fit in this dress. I got invited to a party for George Magazine, John Kennedy Jr.'s magazine.
And John Kennedy Jr. will be there, which everybody's very excited about.
Does she think she's going to fuck John Kennedy Jr.?
No. I think she just wants to...
like, be near him?
Yeah.
The aura of... When's he going to run for president? Remember when I asked you that question?
Mm-hmm.
And you admitted your involvement in the Kennedy assassination.
Okay. So Gina's like talking to her about this event, and Felice says that she's going to invite Donna.
Yeah.
And she's Gina's like, oh.
I don't think Donna would want to go or whatever. Like, Donna always talks about how much she hates
you.
Yeah. And this stuff and everything. She's like pretty, she's not subtle really at all.
No.
About this. And she, and Felice is like, you know what? You're right. Like, I'd love to go with somebody that actually wants to be there instead of somebody that's just like there for whatever. She's like, why don't I go with you? Why don't I take you? I'll bring you. And she's like, oh, that's so nice of you, Aunt Felice.
And then she mentions to Donna that she's going to this thing. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, your mom asked me. It didn't even occur to me that she hadn't asked you first.
Right. And then she says stuff like, you know, oh, she's always like saying nasty shit about you or whatever.
Yeah, she talks about you all the time.
But I defend you. And she's like, wait, what? And she's like, oh, yeah, she says mean things about you. But I'm defending you. And she's like, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Now, like, last episode, she was, like, talking shit about Donna. She walked in on her talking shit about her. So I feel like Donna should trust her a lot less than she does.
Right. These people, they are, like, just trusting fucking sheep. Yeah. I feel like I could go into the cast of 90210 and rob all these people of all their money so easily.
Right? But, yeah, so why... why is Donna's mom and Gina, why are they at Donna's house the night of this thing? I remember this happens, like, they run into her, and I feel like it's on the beach, right? Like
the beach, yeah, at the beach house, yeah.
Why?
Gina
lives there.
Yeah, Gina lives there.
Okay.
I think she came over just for, I don't know, to pick her up, I think.
Yeah, they're getting ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then Donna, like, basically tells her she's upset about her not asking, and they got into this big fight, right. And nobody goes.
Yeah.
The whole thing's just off. She's like, I don't even want to go anymore.
Yeah. I don't know why she's trying to drive a wedge between the two of these, like, women.
She wants to ruin Donna's life. She hates her, and every time she's sad, it makes her happy. She's a terrible person, and Donna needs to get her out of her house.
She just likes to create chaos.
Yeah, well, I mean, because she's so jealous, it makes her, like, evil.
Yeah. She's a weird character.
Yeah, I don't like her. I mean, she's fine with Dylan. Keep her with Dylan and away from Donna. She's fine, but otherwise, I don't like her at all.
She's like a Mogwai. Keep her away from water. She's okay.
Right.
So that is kind of where that storyline ends. That's another one where it's going to pick up again after, you know, like next episode. It's probably going to go on for a few episodes.
I wouldn't imagine that. I mean, you mean just the wedge
or yeah.
whatever? Maybe. It's pretty easy to drive a wedge between those two. There's already a crater there.
Well, yeah, they don't see eye to eye on many things.
Yeah,
I thought she was taking care of the dad.
He's better now, remember?
Oh yeah, that's right.
He's like working at the clinic that Kelly used to work at.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's the stupid thing they did. But I think that's it. I think like Noah's really just kind of background for this episode. He doesn't have anything big going on. He and Donna are still fine, I guess.
Yeah, he's there with her at times. I mean,
yeah. I think that's pretty much, it's kind of a nothing episode, really.
Well, not nothing. I mean, you know, Dylan found out about the
body, yeah.
That's pretty important shit.
Yeah.
But
and he's
otherwise,
probably
yeah.
going to kill Marchette, and that's pretty important, too, I guess.
We'll see.
Marchette wanted him to fucking kill him, remember? We do flashback to the funeral at some point in this episode where he's got the gun on Marchette, and Marchette's like, do it, shoot me, do it.
Yeah.
Like, he wanted...
That was at the grave.
He wanted Dylan at the funeral, yeah. He wanted Dylan to... What?
No, I don't know why you had to correct me. They were at the graveside, not, like, in a building somewhere where they had a funeral. I mean, like, it was...
No, yeah, they weren't... Yes, it was at the cemetery.
Okay.
Jesus! The president of the cemetery walked by and was like... I hope one of you doesn't verbally abuse me one day. But yeah, he's like, because he felt so guilty about ordering the hit that caused his daughter to die, he wanted Dylan to kill him.
Yeah, well, maybe he should have. Then he'd know where her grave was.
Maybe he should kill himself. Anyway, so I guess he would have known where the grave was. Or he'd be in jail.
Well, that too.
He never would have gotten to fuck Brenda again and then leave her.
Yeah, I think the world would be okay with that.
Okay. But yeah, that's the episode for the week, Carol. I got nothing else. So, right.
So you can write us at latefee1994@awol.com. Mm-hmm. Check out our website at www.retrolatefee.com.
Yep.
Check out our Patreon at patreon.com/retrolatefee. Mm-hmm. And share the tapes with your friends.
All right, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.